The strong racist and xenophobic undertones in the PSP's campaign against Sika have not gone unnoticed. The business community here has already expressed concerns about the rhetoric against foreigners and FTAs. They are worried that the PSP's anti-foreigner stance will undermine their access to workers and jeopardize their overall operations here. Our fellow Singaporeans are also impacted. Let me share an email I received, or some ministers received, from a Singaporean of Indian ethnicity. And this is what he wrote. And I quote, "Due to such PSP campaign and what is falsely reported in social media, there is every possibility that Singaporeans who are shortlisting candidates may not shortlist me for interviews thinking that I am an Indian. I decided to indicate on the header of my resume on each page, Singapore citizen. But does this help? I don't think so. I seek your assistance that our government put a stop to the PSP campaign, which is truly racist and is hurting Singapore Indians, and we are splitting Singaporeans along racist lines. These are little hairline cracks that, if left unchecked, will result in bigger issues in years to come. So I appeal to the PSP, its two representatives here, and its leadership outside the House. If you are truly concerned about the well-being of our fellow Singaporeans and the future of this country, please have a care about how you go about dealing with these issues. Please reflect on how your rhetoric can deepen fault lines, not just between locals and foreigners, but even between Singaporeans of different races. Please refrain from exploiting Singaporeans' anxieties for your own political gain.